Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, welcome to the Exian Theatre podcast, Pursued by a Bear. We're a week and a bit into the Edinburgh Fringe, and in this mini episode, episode number 5, we met with Johnny and the Baptist to talk UKIP, climate change, and other cheerful topics. Let's say hi.
Johnny and the Baptist. My name's Johnny.
My name's Paddy.
We are doing... Just Paddy. We're doing a show at 7.50 in the brilliant Roundabout Theatre in Summerhall called The End Is Nigh. It's a story about climate change. It's a story about my niece. It's a story about taking action. And it's also funny.
Yes.
Yes, which doesn't... It doesn't. A show about climate change that's very funny, which is... It's tricky to believe that that's the, you know, because the premise of one, we're all going to die, is inherently not funny, but it is something that we have to deal with, or else we are all going to die. And what better way to do it than by also laughing? That's what we thought. Yeah. So we wrote some songs, and we tell a story about how I accidentally, this is true, I accidentally told my 4-year-old niece during a lull in parental skills that the world was going to end, which she was very upset about. I mean, immediately cried for hours, and so as a response to that, I promised that I would fix it, and that's what this show is. It's basically, we have gone out this year all around trying to see if we can solve climate change, and we'll answer whether or not we do that during the show. Through songs and jokes and stories and stand up and fun. There is a show suddenly coming out from behind us.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's the Fringe. We're here, we're live in the middle of everything.
My oldest friend in all the world once locked himself inside a car, trying to prove his certain belief. You cannot lock yourself inside a car. I've got a friend who thinks that coconuts are the eggs of bears. He also thinks that kiwi fruits are the eggs of smaller bears. We have a friend in Reading, goes by the name of Ben. Ben fell down a well 2 times, the second time reenacting the story for a friend. I've got a friend who thinks all sheep are female goats. It really makes you question if everyone should get the vote. So raise your hands if you hate democracy. Let's take a vote on a better idea. We'll discover the results by the public majority. Then ask you all again in another 5 years. Democracy, it's terrible when people vote for what you don't want.
2, 3, 4.
My friend Mike thought Black Hawk Down was the sequel to Watership Down. My friend Tom once dropped a baby, 'cause he forgot he was holding a baby. My friend Chad threw his keys in the river to prove that they would float. 2.1 million people every day choose to watch Hollyoaks. So raise your hands if you hate democracy. Keep them raised if you get the joke. For those of you who don't see the irony, we're taking a vote on not to vote.
Thank you.
Do you write the songs together?
We do. Yeah. We do. We lock ourselves away, and last year we went to a place called Aspatria in the Lake District, and we tried to write for quite a while. We did a show the other year about UKIP called Stop UKIP, and we accidentally ended up booking a writing holiday in a UKIP heartland. So once they basically started going to this pub every day after we'd write from sort of 9 till 5, then we'd go to the pub, play some pool. We got chatting to all the locals, lovely people, and then they started Googling us and like looking up at our YouTube videos. And so, you don't like UKIP? What's the matter with UKIP? So, well, they're racist. Well, are you saying we're racist? Oh God, we can't drink it.
Wow.
Anymore.
Okay. Yeah, we have to leave.
So that was it. So this year we just wrote from home.
Yeah. It's much easier.
Yeah, we just stayed at home. Yeah. Much easier. But yeah, we write everything together.
Learned your lesson, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I suppose it's a good research trip anyway to be in UKIP heartland.
That's right. Oh yeah. That's right. Good to get a flavour of the The local colour.
Yeah, and we played a couple of UKIP.
The local colour of UKIP, by the way, is white.
Yeah, absolutely. We played Lydney.
We played Lydney.
Forest of Dean. Yeah. That's a UKIP stronghold. And yeah. That was an interesting one.
That was fun.
That was good. We got people rallied around us, and.
But we've left UKIP now. Not that we were members.
We joined it at the time. We've left talking
about them. We're onto climate change now. Another depressing topic. And I'm doing another show called Every Brilliant Thing, also in the roundabouts, because you know, basically, if you're in one venue, why leave? I'm not a big fan of commuting. That is a one-man play that was written by myself and a playwright called Duncan McMillan, and is about a little boy who makes a list of everything that's brilliant about the world as a way of trying to help his mum, who's very depressed. And it's a quite an uplifting look at depression. And funny again. Both of these sound much more dispiriting than they are, but they're very funny.
Is there anything else you need to tell this massive audience? I mean, you only get a platform like this very rarely.
This is a once in a career opportunity. I would like to say, if you're out there and you're listening, remember, if you have a dog, it's a lifelong commitment. Don't think that you should ever neglect an animal. That's something I'm very very proud of.
I think that's the real message behind
not
behind
just
everything
dogs,
we write.
If you have a cat,
lizards,
a lizard, an elk, an Eskimo, any pet that you have. Don't have an Eskimo as a pet. Do look after them. They'll look after you.
I don't think we've ever had like a public service message in the podcast before.
If you need me more, you know where we are.
Where to come.
Yeah. We're always here because all our shows are here.
You just wander round and round the roundabout.
That's right.
So it's very confusing.
So it's called The End Is Nigh. It's 7:50 every day in the roundabout in Summerhall. It's great fun. Do come along.
Thank you for listening, and we'll hear each other again on Monday. Until then, go to exeuntmagazine.com. Or follow at Theatre Magazine on Twitter. Bye!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.